I'm trying to get as many top-level prospects on the air prior to the draft as I can, so you know exactly who you're watching and you know their backstory. You get to know them a little bit better. I'm joined by somebody else in that same vein, a former Purdue wide receiver. He is an All-American. He is an academic All-Big Ten. He is a first-team All-Big Ten player. He was the Big Ten Receiver of the Year. He was the Freshman of the Year in 2018. He led the nation in receiving as a freshman. He is a Paul Hornung Award winner. And the draft does get underway on April 29th. In other words, a real good resume. Rondell Moore is my guest. Rondell, great to have you on. How are you? And I just lost him. I'll get him back. It's a good resume, and he is a really good player. Rondell Moore joining us. Rondell, I don't know if you heard the intro. I just built you up. What's up? How are you?
I'm great, man. I appreciate you having me. How are you?
I'm really good. I appreciate you coming on. Listen, there are a few things I want to talk to you about, but I want to start first with the fact that you've said that your approach to college was all business. You told NFL.com, and I quote, "I set a clear path of what I wanted to do and surrounded myself with people who could help me obtain those goals," end of quote. To me, that's an extremely mature mindset. How were you able to develop that at such an early age?
Yeah, I think a lot of it just comes from, like I said, who I've surrounded myself about with and how they went about, you know, just everyday life and living. So I just tried to stay consistent with the people I've hung around and made sure they've, you know, crossed their T's and dotted their I's and things like that. So, you know, I'm really diligent in how I go about every day.
Dude, extremely businesslike. So if we're talking about all business, what has the draft evaluation and draft preparation process been like when it comes to business? In other words, how have you applied that business approach to the draft process?
Yeah, I've pretty much tried to get someone to meal prep for me. I've figured out a way to get treatment. I'm working out 3 times a day, getting the proper rest, and putting the right things in my body. So all that kind of stuff. And then obviously just staying on top of my interviews and making sure I'm sharp when it comes to talking about coverages and talking about my offense and just all that kind of stuff.
You are all business. Rondell Moore joining us, and I mean that in the best way. Now, for those who didn't see your pro day, you put on a show. You had a vert of 42.5 inches. You had an unofficial 4.29 40. How pleased were you with the performance that you turned in that day?
I mean, yeah, I definitely can't complain, and I'm blessed by all measures. But, you know, I had tested a little better than that down in Texas where I was training, so not going to say I was disappointed, but definitely could have done better.
Thing is, those numbers did not just come out of nowhere. For instance, when you were a freshman at Purdue, you squatted 600, which is more than triple your body weight. You were hitting 530 in high school. You've been working with Chris Vaughn as your trainer for a number of years. Where did that love of the grind, the hard work, the weight room, where did that come from? Was that always there?
Honestly, probably when I actually decided I was just going to play football, and that was my junior year of high school. I actually played basketball up until my sophomore year. When I decided to put the basketball down, man, it was time to step on the gas and go full throttle. So I'd say I kind of developed some of those habits my junior year and realized, like, if I want to make this a career, then I've got to, you know, be a little different than everyone else and bring something different to the table. So I decided I had to work a little harder.
Rondell Moore, my guest. So what was different? If you knew that you wanted to separate or create separation or bring something different to the table, exactly what was different?
Man, I think, honestly, for me, not being the tallest, I had to compensate somewhere else, and that meant being the strongest guy on the field. And I know a lot of this you can't control as far as speed, but you can continue to build on it, and twitch, I think, is something you can progress on as well. So just being fast and twitchy and being the most intelligent out there, man, regardless of what's going on, playing fast and doing your job and having minimal mistakes, I think, is something we call takes no talent. So for me, it was just trying to do all those little things, and when it was time to show my talent, it would be there. But I think the hard work shows up first.
I love that take that you can improve twitch. How do you improve twitch?
I mean, it really just getting around someone who understands it and doing exercises that enable you to do so. If you want to get faster, you got to go run fast. If you want to get stronger, you got to go lift heavy. So I think for me, if you want to get twitchy, I think it's important to implement some of those exercises in your workout.
This is really fascinating. And you just said that part of it is size. Like, I'm not the biggest guy. So you bring up size. Like, when you were being recruited and Jamarcus Shepherd, Purdue's wide receiver coach, asked you, "How big are you really?" Your answer, I thought, was perfect. You said, quote, "How big is fast?" Shepard had no response to that, but he knew that you wanted to be on the team more than anything else. What's your reaction then when people worry about your height or ask you about your height?
I mean, I mean, at this point in my career, I don't really get too concerned about it because I think you gave a perfect rundown of, you know, what I've had the pleasure of accomplishing through my college career, man. So, I mean, up until this point, it hasn't been a deciding factor in how I go out there and play the game. So, for me, I think it's just important to continue to stay true to myself and what I've been doing and stay around the people who've helped me get here.
I get it. I'm not looking to belabor the point, but I love the way you react to it. You had another great quote for NFL.com. Quote, when people ask the height question for me, it's like, you have the film. You can see what I can do. If it scares you that much, then cool. Pass on me. I mean, I think that's great. So, but when this comes up, are you looking to prove people wrong or are you looking to prove people right?
Yeah, it's for me, it's all about the other end of the spectrum. I don't really care about what he says or she says. I saw a quote probably about 2 years ago, honestly, and it was basically along the lines of I don't really get caught up in what people say good about me or bad, so neither one can affect, you know, how I go about my life or I guess my mood. So with me, it's just staying close to everyone who's been a part of it and listening to, you know, everyone who's helped, because I don't really get too concerned about the outside noise.
I think that's interesting too, because it's so much about the numbers and the analytics and the metrics and the things you can measure, but you just talked about mood. So when we talk about mood, we're talking about mindset. How hard do you work on the mental game, mood, mindset, and what's your process for developing that and improving in that area?
Yeah, I think that's where I've grown the most as a player, honestly, and that what I mean by that is just not getting too high, not getting too low, regardless of the circumstance. I think everyone's going to grow through adversity. I mean, you saw it this year with the COVID and, you know, the opt-outs and the conference-only schedule and things of that sort, man. And you work so hard in the offseason, and, you know, anything can happen. So it's just more so going out there and trying to stay even keel.
So what was that? I mean, was that frustrating? Was that trying? Did that kind of get in your head or under your skin? What about the pandemic and how you approached that? What was that like for you personally?
I mean, yeah, of course, I think it's frustrating. But, you know, as a leader, it's important to not show it. Another quote, never let them see you sweat. So I think as a leader, if you've got eyes on you, you got to understand, like, you got to pull through it and continue to work and continue to grind and continue to touch someone else around you so the team can be better. So, for myself personally, I couldn't show it. It was simply just going out there playing and making the most of every opportunity you get.
Rondale Moore joining us for a few more moments. You know, it's one thing to say, all right, this is what I want to do, and I'm willing to make the commitment, and I'm all business. But it was not just only football exclusively. You were also all business when it came to the classroom in college. You graduated in 2.5 years, and we're now less than 2 weeks away from the draft. Academically, why was it so important to hit that hard?
Man, first one in my family, and I think that goes a long way, especially off of the football field, just to show, one, I have a nephew, I have some littler cousins, and, you know, people who grew up in my same situation with similar backgrounds, man, it is possible with faith and hard work, so just to show that there is a way.
Is it me, or is it really important to you, like, you want to be that guy? You want to be that guy where friends, family, maybe people who do not know you look to you. Like, you've got broad shoulders, man. This is the way it's done. I want to lead from the front. I can be an inspiration. Are you looking to impact people like that?
Yeah, no doubt. I think, you know, in my opinion, I think my purpose on this earth, man, is to lead, like you said, whether that be breaking generational curses or showing everyone that it is possible. I mean, on paper, I think the odds are stacked against me, but if I listen to odds, I wouldn't be here today. So just to piggyback off what you said earlier, man, I don't get too caught up in size or any of that kind of stuff. I've got stuff that you can't measure. And for me, that's heart, my support system, my faith, and then hard work.
Stuff that I can't measure. I love that too. There is certain intangible things that you simply cannot measure. What about your mom? I know your mom has been a huge source of inspiration for you. What have you learned from watching her work as hard as she's had to work to provide for you, your two brothers, and your sister?
And hard work. And I developed that early. And I didn't actually know. I mean, I listed a number in an interview of what she made, and I actually didn't know until I got to college, and I filled out FAFSA. So for me, it was like crazy because I'm like, yo, I never knew, you know what I mean? And through the midst of her struggling and going through all that, not once did she show it, not once did she complain. You know, she just got it done and made sure we had everything we needed. So I think hard work is the most important lesson I learned from her.
Not only that, but before I let you go, I think the thing also is humility, right? You've said that growing up, quote, I remember being a kid and going to Louisville basketball games and seeing how Terry Rozier, Edgar Sosa, and Montrezl Harrell dealt with it. They were superstars, but in other words, they carried themselves a certain way. Like, what did you learn from watching them? And then how did you approach becoming a star and being recognized once that started to happen?
Yeah, like you said, man, I remember going to Louisville games and staying after for hours just to get an autograph or a picture, because to me, those guys were superstars. So I know exactly what it feels like to be a kid and be in that position. So for me, it's nothing to stay after and sign autographs or take a picture or a conversation or just doing whatever I can, you know, to give back and touch someone else, because I'm in a great position, I think, man, and I'm blessed. And I think it's important to go be a salt of the earth and basically just show someone else what it's like to kind of experience these type of moments.
Salt of the earth. One last thought I want to ask you about. In your first game as a freshman, you had 300 all-purpose yards at halftime. You broke the school record by the end of the day. Then there was the Ohio State game where you had 194 yards from scrimmage and two TDs in a blowout win over the then number two team in the country. After the win, though, over Ohio State, you called your receivers coach at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, you get a call at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're going to think something's really wrong. But the fact is, you were reviewing film, you saw a missed block, and you wanted to talk about it. Why was that something that you were locked in on after beating the number two team in the country and locked in at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, I don't really get too caught up in what I did good. I think the important message here is trying to elevate in every position possible. So I think if I can make myself better and I can clean up on some of those MAs or missed assignments, I think we're better as a whole and as a team. And I think that goes a long way as far as winning games. So, man, I just wanted to check in with Shep. And we had a late game that night. That's the reason why I was up. I watched every game after, whether we're on the plane or I'm at home. But for me, man, it was just trying to clean up on some stuff that I know I didn't do the best on. And I mean, from the outside looking in, probably little stuff you wouldn't notice, but, you know, it kind of bothered me. And I think that just comes with being a perfectionist and wanting to be better. You know what I mean?
All right. So when you're not working on your craft, when you're not all about the process, when you're not taking care of your business, if you give yourself a little bit of free time, what are you into? What are you doing?
Simple for me, man. I don't get into too much. I really just play 2K or, so I'll play the park with my friends or some guys I know, and I'll play Call of Duty Warzone specifically where I'm hanging out with family. I don't really do too much, man.
I like it. I like it so much. He's a former Purdue wide receiver, an All-American, an academic All-Big Ten, a first-team All-Big Ten. I ran down all those numbers. A Paul Hornung Award winner, and the draft is coming up on April 29th. Rondell Moore, my guest. Rondell, honestly, could not be more impressed with that conversation. Good luck on draft day, and I will really look forward to catching up with you once again once you find your team.
No doubt, man. I appreciate you having me. God bless.
Appreciate you very much, Rondell. Very impressed. Another reason why I love doing those interviews, man, that these guys are so far ahead mentally, emotionally, obviously physically, and spiritually than I could have ever been at that age. And I thought that I had a pretty good plan at that age. That is an impressive young man.